It's Thursday, February 4th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. A Christian family-run bakery in Northern Ireland, which refused to bake a cake in support of homosexuality, was fined £500. And now they are appealing the case to a higher court to be heard today in Belfast. 500 people attended a rally on Monday night in Craigavon, supporting the Asher Bakery, according to Christian Today. Northern Ireland is one of the last holdouts in the entire Western world on homosexual marriage and abortion. 4 Roman Catholic Church leaders were hospitalized after they were attacked by a mob outside of a police station in Tamil Nadu, India, according to UCA News. Open Doors Ministry says at least 9 Christians were killed for their faith in India last year. And the radical Islamic group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for killing 4 Christians in Kenya last weekend. The victims were beheaded or shot to death in their homes. Jesus said this would happen in John 15, "If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me." President Barack Obama visited an Islamic mosque yesterday. He made an official stop at the Islamic Society of Baltimore. The president thanked the Muslim Americans for, quote, "keeping us safe," unquote. Last week, he spoke to a group of Jewish people, and today he will speak at the annual prayer breakfast. Planned Parenthood harvests baby body parts from aborted babies, and the organization gladly admits to it. They break God's law. But do they break man's law? That is the question that interests the media, the courts, and the grand juries. Now, Operation Rescue lawyers have uncovered Planned Parenthood invoices that indicate they may have broken the law in relation to trafficking baby body parts. The invoices in question divide out what they call consent payments from reimbursement for supplies. Attorney Briscoe Kane told The Worldview that they are pressing for another grand jury investigation of Planned Parenthood practices.
You know, we're hoping that the district attorney's office maybe didn't see this evidence. And in light of that, maybe they'll look at it again and recall another grand jury to see that based on the statement of the employee of Planned Parenthood, the one who's in the video, in conjunction with these invoices, that they were, in fact, profiting from the sale of baby parts.
A 72-year-old Georgia inmate was executed early yesterday for the 1979 crime of murder. Brandon Astor Jones was convicted of murdering a convenience store manager 36 years ago. Court delays began when a federal judge had demanded a new hearing after it surfaced that jurors had been allowed to have a Bible in the jury room. Genesis 9:6 says it all. "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for God made man in his own image."
It's been an honor to participate in the 2016 Republican presidential primary. I'm proud of our principled campaign and the thousands of young people that have been energized by our message of limited constitutional government. Ours has been a unique voice in this race.
Senator Rand Paul announced that he's quitting the presidential race. The announcement came yesterday following the Iowa primaries, where Paul secured about 5% of the Republican vote. His libertarian and conservative supporters will likely move towards supporting Senator Ted Cruz, who could probably use another 5% in the race to the top against Donald Trump. Former Senator Rick Santorum, who has backed out of the race, has now endorsed Marco Rubio. A University of New Hampshire poll finds that among those Republicans who listen to radio talk shows, Ted Cruz received a net favorable rating of 74%. While Donald Trump received a 44% rating. Among those who do not listen to radio talk shows, Trump had a positive rating of only 6%, and Cruz received 12%. Marco Rubio did much better at 25%. An NBC comedy is taking its blasphemy to a new level. A recent episode of Superstore suggests that Jesus Christ was guilty of the sin of homosexuality. Back in the days when Jesus walked the earth, the Pharisees accused him of being possessed by the devil. Matthew 12:24 says, "But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, 'It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons.'" A group of atheists got more than they bargained for in a little town in Kansas. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is dedicated to promoting the atheist religion, so they bullied the post office in Pittsburgh, Kansas, into removing a God Bless America banner. The townsfolk responded by placing 1,500 banners and yard signs in yards and businesses around town. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." 1 Kings 18:39. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, February 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.